Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those who may not know, the Montana Family Foundation seeks to influence public policy from a Judeo-Christian perspective in four different areas. The first is life. That would be things like abortion and euthanasia. The second is marriage and family. The third is religious freedom. And the fourth is school choice. We do this mainly in the courts and in the legislature. Today, we'll update you on three court cases that resulted directly from our efforts over the past 5 years. It's said that the wheels of justice turn slowly, and in the case of Planned Parenthood v. State of Montana, that's definitely the case. This lawsuit stemmed from a ballot referendum that we sponsored back in 2012, forcing abortion providers like Planned Parenthood to notify parents before performing an abortion on a minor. The ballot referendum passed by 71% and Planned Parenthood sued. Attorney General Tim Fox vigorously defended the law and won a preliminary victory at the Montana Supreme Court in 2015. That allowed the case to proceed to full trial, which is where we are today, waiting for a decision from a district court judge in Missoula. The case is fully briefed, and we expected a decision months ago. The second case arose from Senate Bill 410 in the 2015 legislative session. That bill created a tax credit for donations made to scholarship-granting organizations. Under pressure from the governor's office and the teachers' union, the Department of Revenue passed a rule saying the scholarships could be used at any school in the state except private religious schools. Classic viewpoint discrimination. Our side sued. Our first victory came in April of last year when Judge David Ortley of Kalispell issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Department of Revenue's rule. Our second victory came in May of this year when Judge Heidi Albright granted a permanent injunction barring enforcement of the DORR's rule. This was a huge victory, although not entirely unexpected, since a similar case out of Arizona was decided in our favor by the United States Supreme Court. We knew that we might lose at the state level, but victory at the federal level was almost assured. The Department of Revenue, in an effort to prolong their quixotic adventure, promised to appeal the case to the Montana Supreme Court. The third and final case is ACLU v. Montana Attorney General, a case designed to delay the signature-gathering effort of I-183, the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act. Yesterday, Montanans for Locker Room Privacy, the ballot committee formed by the Montana Family Foundation, filed a motion in the state Supreme Court to intervene in the case. Since the ACLU is seeking to have all signatures collected to date declared null and void, we have a direct interest to protect. People are currently downloading petitions from lockerroomprivacy.com and collecting signatures, and that process must be allowed to continue. We'll keep you posted on the outcomes of all of these cases as they move forward, but the big takeaway is this. Constitutional rights must be vigorously defended or they will be lost, and when it comes to the Constitution, losing is not an option. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.